Is there such a thing as an addictive personality? Well, if it comes to white chocolate, I might be case number one. Joining us to have a chat about this is Professor of the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University in Melbourne, Nicole Lee. Nicole, how are you?
Well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Nicole, I feel that I'm addicted to white chocolate. Is it possible that that's like, am I an addictive personality?
I also love white chocolate very much. But no, there isn't actually any such thing as an addictive personality. If there was such a thing and you did have an addictive personality, you'd probably be addicted to a lot of things. And most people we know with, for example, drug and alcohol problems, usually only have problems with one drug, and then they use other drugs kind of recreationally. So the idea that there's a single personality trait that can predict whether someone is going to have problems with alcohol or drugs or other addictive behaviours, it's just not borne out by the evidence.
When we talk about addiction, does that mean you just cannot control your obsession with whatever it is? Is that what an addiction is?
Well, I think of it as a kind of compulsive behaviour. So it's not true that people who have a dependence on alcohol and drugs or are addicted to gambling or a range of other things have zero control. They absolutely do. We know that people with, say, alcohol problems who are heavily dependent on alcohol can actually stop drinking if something is important enough to do that. And so there's certainly a level of control, but there's a level of compulsion that makes it difficult to stop.
We get addicted to things that we take pleasure from, which is not surprising. Like if there's a TV show that we really, really love, then we go back to that. We binge it. We talk about that. But that's not as destructive as drugs and alcohol, but it's still an addiction, isn't it?
Yeah, I certainly had that problem myself. I can watch a whole series in one go.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of us do that. But I think that's really, you've hit the nail on the head in terms of whether we think of addiction or dependence as a problem or not. It's really whether it affects your functioning or not. And so there's some things that we might think that we can't control or that we have less control over than other things. But if they're not impacting negatively on your life, then it probably doesn't matter that much.
Do we use the term addictive personality as like an excuse? It's like, well, that's just my situation, so I'm addicted to it because that's the kind of person that I am. Is it more of an excuse than an actual reason?
Yeah, it's kind of a shorthand way of saying, no, I can't do anything about it, so yeah, might as well not try. And the other kind of downside is if you think you don't have an addictive personality, you think you're kind of invincible from these things. And we know that there's a very complex set of circumstances that lead to someone becoming dependent on alcohol or other drugs or addicted to gambling or a range of other things. So, it's no one's kind of completely protected and no one's completely vulnerable to addiction.
Because everybody is different. I mean, I've got white chocolate in my fridge at home. It's calling to me. It's calling to me as we speak, Nicole, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm addicted to it, does it?
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, it's just something that is very, very pleasant to eat. And of course, we want to do pleasant things more. And
yeah,
in fact, our brain tells us to do that. Every time we do something pleasant, we get this little burst of the neurochemical dopamine in the brain. It makes us feel really good. And it reminds us to do it again. It's our brain saying, you should try that again sometime. And alcohol and drugs release a lot of dopamine. Sugary things release more dopamine than normal foods. And our brains quickly kind of connect the dots between eating chocolate or taking a drug and the reward of feeling good. And the more that you do it, the more that pathway is strengthened in your brain and the more the brain wants it.
Yeah, well, it's definitely calling to me as we speak. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about addictive personalities. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.